Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tenser's here. Ken is an 8-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Spiderworks, author of Cause of Disturbance, author of The 90% Rule, and he's one of the guys we turn to when we want to figure out what's really going on out there and what's really important. He's our good friend, Ken Tenser. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Ken. Ken joins us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Hey, Ken, one of the things that I've been doing for a long time is trying to help people understand the difference between things that are happening that are going to last and things that are happening that are kind of flashes in the pan. You know, I told people a long time ago that social media might be a craze. Back in 08, 09, 10, you know, I said, it looks like a craze, but it's not going to be a fad. It's going to hang around. And of course, as we know, it's changed so many things in our world. And these days, with all the technology happening, all the new stuff happening, and now with this acceleration of things that the coronavirus has caused, we really need to learn how to do a better job, don't we, of keeping up with what's a real trend and what's something that's just, you know, gonna go away in a few days. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is obviously, I mean, it's been a crazy year for everybody. And I'm everybody pretty much to, you know, the full 7 billion of us on the planet. We've all been touched in a different way. And I think what's really tough for those of us in business as entrepreneurs or owners or managers of major businesses, I think, you know, we usually get swept into the front burner issues of our business. And obviously this year that's been compounded. And I always tell people, you know, the toughest thing to do is to take a step back in the middle of a crisis like we're having and, you know, just get that chalkboard out, if you will, and start figuring out what's happening today and what's going to be around for the long term, because that coming out of COVID, whether it's 6 months or 12 months from now, that's really where we need to focus our efforts. And that's a tough thing to do. And a couple of them, though, you know, that you see around there, that you see around are trends around technology, health, and geopolitics. Those are three areas that I really don't see changing all that quickly. So what I mean by that is those are your long-term trends. And, you know, in my business specifically...
Say those long-term trends again.
Technology, health, and global politics. There's just been this incredible shift. I mean, we all know, you know, obviously we're all impacted by technology and what it does for us on a daily business basis as individuals. Or in business, but the reality is that COVID is seemingly just accelerated everything.
Yeah.
The move to virtual, the move to e-commerce.
I want to stop for a second because this is something that I've been trying to focus on too, Ken, is to help people understand. And I wrote a piece about this a while back, it's one thing, it's natural for us to sort of get frustrated and aggravated about what's happened, how this has been thrust upon us. And some of us, you know, some people have lost their businesses and it wasn't their fault. But if you're still in business, you know, once, you know, go ahead and have your little fit, you know, go ahead and yell and scream, whatever, get that out of your system. And then realize that a lot of the things that you're having to deal with today, we're going to be here next year anyway. They just got here quicker. That's the only difference in what's happening right now, and what you would have had in a regular year, is that you're having to do more of these things quicker. These things are being accelerated, into your reality right now from the future? What do you think?
Well, yeah, completely. And that, you know, with technology, I mean, I look at, you look at stocks like Zoom or companies like Zoom or Microsoft Teams and the adoption of those technologies. I mean, they were coming. We were using them. But all of a sudden, within a 30-day period, instead of trying them out, they became a mainstay in our business. And the reality is, this is why, you know, technology becomes that day-to-day macro trend, if you will, because we're using these technologies every single day. And I don't think it's going to change all that much. We're starting to understand what we can do by distance, that we can be a little bit more virtual with our offices and with our teams, and get some great connectivity and some team-building exercises online. And that to me is important, not just because of technology, but if you listen again to what I said, people working at home. You know, we've seen urbanization or people coming into major cities as a trend for decades, if not, you know, for the last century. Now people don't want to live in 400-square-foot condos in major cities.
And now that is something that probably wasn't going to happen in the next year or two. I mean, that is a shift, I think, not just an acceleration. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a major shift, and I think that you put those things on the wall, and you think, okay, so your team's going to move further away. What does that mean? Well, it has an incredible impact if you own apartments or you rent apartments, if you own office buildings or space, because all of a sudden, the demand for space is going to go down, and the rents are going to go down. In major urban centers, that you're going to see more building in the rural areas, or, you know, I'll call them, bridge areas, again, 20, 30 miles out.
And all of these things are forces that are going to affect where your customers are, what they're going to expect from you, how you'll have to respond to serve them. These are all forces that are not necessarily are typically things that you might have 10 years in the past to adjust to. Last thoughts quickly.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tsunami. This is what comes after the major event. And that, to me, is the most important part to start putting up on the board, circling and figuring out how it's going to impact your business and your clients.
Ken, I need your website quickly, please.
Spider.works, SPYDER.works.
That works. All right, quick break. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.